Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about teaching your children their dreams matter. And you know why that matters to you? Well, I'm going to tell you a story so you'll understand better. Just yesterday, I took my car over to be looked at. The tire kept losing air, which, after that happens for a little while, gets a bit problematic. At some point, one decides that it best be looked into. Even though, to tell you the truth, I wasn't looking forward to a couple $100 bill, and yet, it needed to be checked out. So, during the hour plus that the car was being looked at and worked on, I went across the street to a park, and in the park, there was a skateboarding park. And in the skateboarding park, there were probably about 10 adults, none of them wearing any safety equipment, and one little guy. He looked so tiny, but I found out from his parents that he was 10 years old. And this kid, he had the moves. He went straight up those walls, would skate along them, and then drop right down into the abyss to do more tricks. The kid was amazing. This is the thing. His father, in particular, told me that they're really glad that he's wearing his equipment. Safety equipment, that is. Because there are a lot of adults, and even other kids at the skate parks, that come up to him and give him a hard time for using his safety equipment. And yet, he's doing that. And even with the safety equipment, his parents are really concerned with some of the tricks that he does. But this is the thing. He loves what he does. He's absolutely turned on by this gift that he has for doing the skateboarding tricks. And I don't know if in the long run, he's going to be able to use these tricks to do some fancy stuff in the Olympics someday, or if he'll be using it to get some kind of college scholarship, if there's such a thing for skateboarding. I don't know. But what I do know is that when you talk to this kid about skateboarding, his eyes light up. And he's more than happy to use the safety gear to do what he loves to do. But the thing that I found really interesting when I was talking to his parents about his gifts, his father was an athlete in some sense when he was younger. The mother likes dancing. She participated in gymnastics when she was a kid. The sports aren't that big a deal in their lives now. But for this kid, this is his life. This is what he loves to do. This is what he needs to do to make himself happy and whole. And because he's able to do what he loves to do to make himself feel happy and whole, his parents are made to feel happier and more whole as well. Even if his particular sports activity can be rather scary to watch sometimes. I had a kid who came to see me for hypnosis. This is going back many years ago. She was a gymnast, 9 years old. Just a tiny bit of a thing. She probably didn't look any older than maybe 7 at the time. And she came in to see me because there's a problem with her not wanting to use the uneven parallel bars. And her mother didn't really understand why this was a problem. So, we did the hypnosis with her, found out what the problem was, and the problem was taken care of. In this case, too, the parents really didn't have a whole lot of money. They lived in a two-bedroom apartment. She shared a room with her younger sister, who was 2 years old, I think, at the time. So there's a great age disparity. But that's because the parents put everything they had financially-wise into their daughter's gymnastic training, because that's what mattered to her. She did want to go to the Olympics. That was her goal in life. How cool to know what your goal is so early in life. We all have dreams. We all have aspirations. And it doesn't really matter if it's the long run. We learn that maybe, perhaps, the dreams and aspirations we have become more than we maybe thought they might be, or maybe there comes a time when we can't do it any longer for whatever the reason. However, knowing that we have dreams and goals in life, and knowing how important they are, and knowing how these two parents, these two sets of parents, were respectful of their children's dreams and desires, regardless of the emotional or financial cost to themselves, gives me hope for the world, really. Because our children are not clones of ourselves. They don't have to do the things that you did or have to do the things that you never got to do to fulfill some wish of yours. They have their own dreams and aspirations in life. And it's our goal as parents, I'm not a parent, but if I were a parent, and certainly as a godmother to my godson, to do whatever we can to help them realize their dreams and aspirations. When I first got into hypnosis, my godson was 10 years old. And I used him as kind of a hypno guinea pig with his parents okay. And one of the things that I learned from him was that when he got older, he wanted a 32-foot sailboat. He wanted enough money to be able to take care of his family. He didn't want to struggle, as his father has all these years, working in human services and doing other things on the side always to complement the income he made. No, my godson made a decision that that was not the life he wanted to have. He wanted to learn how to do the business of business. And in December, I am taking him to an event where he'll be able to learn how to grow his own business and more for his 26th birthday. And trust me, when he was 10 years old, I promised him we'd find a way. I had no idea how. Didn't matter. But the time's come. He's finished with his bachelor's degree. He's working on a master's degree. And he's in a really good place to move on in life. And I'm really proud of him. And it was because he was nurtured to be able to be the person he is and to do what matters to him. And so is my wish for every child on this planet to have parents, to listen. Well, to care enough to listen to what their kids say they want out of life. Because I can tell you this as well. Many of the clients who come in to see me as adults come in because they are unfulfilled, unhappy, many depressed. And the reason is because, for whatever reason, they were talked out of or not allowed to do those things that were really, truly important to them, and they didn't have their wherewithal to figure it out on their own. So they never fulfilled their life's dreams and ambitions, if they even got as far as to have any dreams and ambitions. From now on, whenever I think of that kid at the skateboard park, and certainly whenever I think about the young gymnast and all that her parents did to help her to reach her goals at that young age, and certainly my godson, and we talk about his future and what he wants for himself, I get feelings of joy and happiness because these are kids who are allowed to be exactly who they are, to become the adults that they chose to become. Whether or not their dreams come into reality, at least they had the chance to go for it. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a weblog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.